Good evening, everybody, and welcome aboard New Brunswick's Magic Carpet. This evening, I have one of our most popular guests aboard, and that is Mr. H. H. Hines of Blackwell's Mills.
I thought you were going to say, dear, I thought you were going to say bachelors, one of our most popular bachelors.
Well, hardly that.
Half as well married, though.
20 years ago.
He has a charming wife and two beautiful children. And, by the way, folks, that strange voice, or that added voice, I can't say strange voice, I know you're accustomed to hearing Bob, my husband, Robert Bogan. And also in the studio with us this evening is William Knox Atkinson. Bill, come on up by the mic and add a word or two, will you, please?
No, thank you.
I wonder if they heard you say no, thank you. Anyway, you're very welcome. We're very happy to have you here. And Hap, tonight, the general lead headlines all say home and the fireside is the theme of the news this evening. And, of course, there is nothing more precious than our homes and our fireside. And because of that, I want you to take us back to something that is going to, I think, make us all enjoy and appreciate our homes and the location of our homes.
Well, Jenny, I think that lead line is wonderful. This is a season of gifts and of giving. And I think possibly we might consider tonight the gift that we receive from our forebears, the gift of the American way. About 170 years ago, a sturdy people earned independence and established a system of self-government which has flowered. And Virginia, I think for that, we should be thankful. It's a gift that we have all struggled to maintain.
Well, I think it's a very appropriate time between Thanksgiving Day, as you say. We have now time to consider our thanks for these, our inheritances, and also a time of gift-giving, and the home and the fireside come uppermost in our minds and hearts. And why we have them is important.
Well, Jenny, before we travel back these 170 years on your wonderful magic carpet, and it is a flexible sort of vehicle, isn't it?
It certainly is. Takes us everywhere.
We might say that we do accept our way of life and this independence as our heritage. And yet I understand that many of the people that we reach on this station, over this microphone, are the youth who have sacrificed to maintain that way of life and that heritage established 170 years ago. And tonight, as in our previous broadcast, I should like to stress again the reasons for looking backwards. I know sometimes we feel that if we look backwards, we're fogies, we're uninteresting people, we're not interested in the future. Well, it's the history, the background, how these things happen that sometimes guide us in the future.
That's perfectly true, Hap. And your remark is particularly fitting because I read, and this is still a travelogue, but I'm going over to Australia now, and I read that Australia has experienced 8 years of the welfare state, and they have finally decided that free enterprise is the deal, as they did in New Zealand a week before. So there must be something to our own particular ideas here in the United States as to producing the most for the least. And that has made us the great country that we are.
Well, that's a very good point, Bob. Incidentally, let's just make this a quiz for a minute. Do you remember your ancient history? What is the date of the beginning of civilization according to our history books? Now, mine would be 30 years ago when I studied the McMasters and the ancient history. What was the date of beginning of civilization? I don't see any...
Well, the only date I remember, Hap, is 1066, which was the Battle of Hastings.
Well, I had a very fine ancient history professor, and he had us learn a list of dates. And the first date, of course, was 3000 B.C., the beginning of civilization. which means that our civilization, as we know it, the progress of man, is, say, 5,000 years old. Is my arithmetic correct? Approximately
5,000.
During that time, we have seen civilizations rise and fall. The most common, of course, that we know of is the rise and fall of the Roman Empire.